From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. On Saturday, most of Utah will move from the orange moderate risk phase of its pandemic response to the yellow low risk phase. However, Governor Gary Herbert announced today Grand, Summit, and Wasatch counties, along with Salt Lake and West Valley cities, will stay in orange.
Again, I think even in those areas, the trend is in the right direction. So I'm expecting that with our help and working together, we can get them to yellow in a very short period of time also.
Herbert says the decision is based on data which show the state has a high testing capacity and new cases have plateaued. Under the yellow low-risk phase, people can gather in groups of up to 50 and team sports can return with proper safety measures like temperature checks. New unemployment claims continue to drop, according to numbers released today by the Department of Workforce Services. 7,000 more Utahns filed for unemployment benefits last week, but that's down nearly 20% compared to the week before. Still, about 106,000 people here received payments. About 2,800 people filed for pandemic unemployment assistance, the fund set up for gig workers and non-traditional workers. But 4,000 Utahns stopped filing for benefits, which is an increase from the previous week. The Utah Shakespeare Festival announced this week that it's canceled its summer season in Cedar City. From our Southwest Utah News Bureau, KUER's David Fox looks at what that means for the region.
Canceling the 2020 season was a decision executive producer Frank Mack hoped he wouldn't have to make.
When this first started, we initially postponed our season 10 days and thought, problem solved. And that lasted about 10 minutes.
Mack says the festival pivoted to set up ways that the actors could rehearse and perform that wouldn't put themselves or audiences at risk. But since Actors Equity, the national union that issues the performers' contracts, wasn't ready to move forward, they had to cancel the show. Mack says the festival will survive the hit, thanks to support from Southern Utah University. But the impact on the community will be large.
One of, if not the most painful aspects of all this is just knowing that we won't have all the guests we normally welcome to Cedar City.
Mack says the festival attracts about 100,000 people to the area each year, bringing in roughly $35 million to the local economy. David Fox, KUER News.
Nearly half of all counties in our region have largely been spared from COVID-19. That's according to data from the nonprofit organization USA Facts. But as Nate Hedgie explains, these communities aren't out of the woods yet.
Many of these counties weren't untouched, but all had fewer than 5 confirmed cases of the virus. This includes a vast expanse of rural eastern Montana, as well as some tourism destinations such as Sandpoint, Idaho, and Moab, Utah. Public health experts say many places in the Mountain West were locked down before the rate of transmission could get out of control, but they warn that the phased reopening of many states could lead to a second wave. That's because, for the most part, governments haven't implemented comprehensive testing and tracing to identify and isolate viral hotspots in the community. And just because a rural area was spared once, that doesn't guarantee it'll be spared again. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
About a quarter of all counties in Utah have had fewer than 5 confirmed cases of the virus. Utah State Senator Dan McKay says he's pursuing a bill that would require certain state employees to work from home on days with poor air quality. It would require worksite optional employees to telework, while worksite essential employees could still come in. Emissions on the Wasatch Front plummeted when Utahns started working at home in mid-March to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. McKay wrote on Twitter that Utah should learn from that and encourage more teleworking in the future to improve air quality. The Utah Inland Port Authority is partnering with Rocky Mountain Power. As KUER's Emily Means reports, the plan is to provide renewably sourced energy within the port's jurisdiction.
Rocky Mountain Power and the Port Authority signed an agreement to sustainably power the distribution hub planned for Salt Lake County's northwest corner. According to a press release, the two companies will work to determine the types of renewable energy sources and infrastructure needed over the next decade. But the Center for Biological Diversity, which opposes the port because of its projected impacts on the environment, called the deal, quote, greenwashing, and says the details are too vague. Emily Means, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.